ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So we are reading from Canto 5th, Chapter The Activities of Lord Rishabhadev, Text Number 6. As the text is it's Gadya form, we'll just read a translation. The translation: Lord Rishabhadev was the head of all kings and emperors within this universe, but assuming the dress and language of an avadhut, he acted as if dull and materially bound. Consequently, no one could observe his divine opulence. He adopted this behavior just to teach yogis how to give up the body. Nonetheless, he retained his original position as a plenary expansion of Lord Vasudeva, Krishna. Remaining always in that state, he gave up his pastimes as Lord Rishabhadev within the material world. If following in the footsteps of Lord Rishabhadev, one can give up his subtle body, there is no chance that one will accept a material body again. Purport. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is possible simply by keeping oneself an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. One must understand his constitutional position and the constitutional position of the Supreme Lord as well. Both have the same spiritual identity. Maintaining oneself as the servant of the Supreme Lord, one should avoid rebirth in this material world. If one keeps himself spiritually fit and thinks of himself as an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, he will be successful at the time he has to give up the material body. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabho nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shivasadi gaur hare krishna hare krishna krishna hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare 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 Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all devotees present here so that we can speak on Srimad Bhagavatam, and that will surely purify our own selves and give pleasure to the devotees. So here in this Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 6, as we have seen last few days, the theme was going about the mind. It was Rishabhdev is very clearly explaining here the activities of a Paramahamsa, as Prabhupada also talks in purport, that Lord comes for teaching purpose. He wants to teach the common people how to behave. So when Krishna told Bhagavad Gita, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita are very powerful, but when Krishna understands that who can teach these principles more powerfully than he himself, so then he plans to become a teacher of his own Bhagavad Gita. And then he takes the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, comes in this world just 500 years back, again to enact or to make that whole Bhagavad Gita as a practical living expression, so that people will have no doubt of what Bhagavad Gita means. So similarly here, Shukadeva Goswami also is telling about Rishabhadev that he is also giving a living example of a Paramahamsa. That when a person is completely renounced from this material world, how he behaves. And then he goes on talking about, although Lord Rishabhadev was not supposed to renounce, or he was not supposed to live like a beggar, he was not supposed to live the situation the way he was living, but just for this sake of teaching common people, he stayed like that. So that is the nature of a teacher. Teacher, when he has to teach to the students, he himself takes the chalk in his hand and he personally writes, okay, this is A, this is B, this is C. So, a common man who sees that should not say that, okay, teacher also is learning A, B, C, D, he is writing A, B, C, D. No, his writing A, B, C, D is not like writing of A, B, C, D of his students. His students, they are writing first time. And teacher, he has become a master in that A, B, C, D. He can write poems. But now, just to teach the students, he also writes A, B, C, D. So similarly, Lord also comes and does so many pastimes. So no one should mistake these pastimes as ordinary. It's not that Lord Rishabhadev was doing these pastimes to gain some spiritual credits, or he was not like advancing in his spiritual path, as all of us we are also looking forward to. Rather, he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the ocean of all spiritual bliss. But he comes and he behaves exactly like a human being, just to instruct all of us. And then Prabhupada also talks about janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tatvatah taktva deham punarjanma na iti mameti sorjuna. So Prabhupada very emphatically says, whenever he quotes this verse, he says na iti, that this person can never come back to this material world again. And he is assuring Arjuna that, my dear Arjuna, even if you can just understand, anyone can understand in truth the activities of mine, how they are so divine, to that degree he will not take birth again in this material world. Because in our conditioned life, the things which are not divine we consider very divine, and the things which are divine generally are mistaken to be material. We see outside also that people are so engrossed in enjoying, and we can see very clearly that everyone is looking for some hero. That's why they go to the movies, paying hundreds and thousands of rupees. They sit there in dark for hours together, trying to tolerating all the situations there, trying to enjoy. And we find, whether in Bollywood, Hollywood, everywhere, these kind of movies are, whenever they come, they become immediately hit. Like Spider-Man and He-Man. And they always want to make someone who is like, who can do anything. Like Spider-Man comes and no one can beat him. He can just kill thousands of people in one shot, or he can collapse the one building within just one stroke, or he will jump, fly in air, do so many things. So they always want to see a hero who can do anything. He has no restriction. When it comes to fight, he can fight with the whole world. When it comes to enjoy, he can enjoy to the fullest extent. So everyone wants to follow such a hero, or they are very happy to see the activities of such hero. But the problem is, when these heroes are concocted heroes, Jai Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Gaur Nitai Ki, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So this kind of concocted heroes of He-Man, Superman, this man and that man, they cannot give us purification, neither happiness. But if you find in Srimad Bhagavatam, the activities of the Lord are given far, far superior than such, characters in novels or some movies. So when we are seeing the activities, like tomorrow we are having very auspicious day of Lord Narasimhadev's appearance, we find that the appearance of Lord Narasimhadev is so special, and anyone can be mesmerized by hearing about Lord Narasimhadev. One will be attracted by the pastimes of Lord Narasimhadev. And just few days back we were celebrating Ram Navami. So the Lord always comes and exhibits his full capacity as enjoyer, capacity as controller, capacity, his position. So when that is tattvataha, when we understand, then immediately there is heartfelt satisfaction. And that we can see also, before this novels and movies coming into our land, people used to be so enthralled and so much eagerly waiting for hearing Mahabharata, Ramayana. I still remember, whenever the episodes used to go on in the TV, Ramayana or something like that, practically there used to be no one outside. Everyone used to be sitting in their homes, cling to the TVs. So we see that this attraction towards such kind of activities is innate, that is there in the heart. But when that is misdirected to false heroes, then that, you know, brings our degradation. But the same attraction when it is towards the real hero, Sri Ramchandra, Narasimha Dev, Lord Sri Krishna, then there is upliftment. Then the whole society becomes cultured. Then the whole society becomes very happy. So when we are talking about this Janma Karma Chame Divyam, Prabhupada writes here that to see that Janma Karma Chame Divyam is possible only by, he says, this is possible simply by keeping oneself as eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. One must understand his constitutional position and the constitutional position of the Supreme Lord as well. We find this very important and very instructive pastime in Mahaprakash Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving the benedictions from his heart fully to all his devotees, he was sitting on the throne of Vishnu and calling devotees one by one and blessing them profusely to their heart's extent. And then in the last, this Mukunda, he was eagerly waiting outside to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not allow him to come in. He did not call him. So Mukunda was crying outside. Then the devotees, they went and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, today you are so merciful. You gave chance to everyone, but why Mukunda is staying like this, out crying? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't want to see his face. He says he is, pretender, he said. Because whenever he is with devotees, he speaks and acts like a devotee. But when he associates outside people, Mayavadis, he starts speaking in their tone. He said, I don't want to see his face. When the devotees came and told Mukunda, Mukunda was more, crying. And with great, cry, he was asking devotees, is it possible sometime in future will I be able to see the Lord? So then the devotees again went and asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, Mukunda is asking, now you are very angry, but is it possible that tomorrow or some other day you will be able to see him? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still angry. We can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes so angry when there is a, like on one side he was trying to be a devotee and then he was associating with outside people. So that was very much disturbing to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu angrily said, it will take 10 million lifetimes. After 10 million lifetimes, I'll see him. So when devotees went and told him that Lord is telling that he will see you after 10 million lifetimes, so he started dancing in ecstasy. He became so happy by seeing that at least after 1 million lifetimes, for sure I am going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no doubt because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told me now. So when devotees came and they told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he is dancing, he is mad, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, okay, you bring him. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see how much he is so grateful and he is ready to wait whatever long time. So then devotees went and told, my dear Mukunda, Lord is calling. But he was way beyond all worldly things. He was just jumping and dancing. He said, just 10 million lives. Just 10 million lives. And he was just dancing. Then practically devotees grabbed him and brought in front of the Lord. And then when Lord said, I am so happy by seeing your this heart of you are ready to wait till 10 million lifetimes, he said, you ask any benediction, I am ready to give you. So Mukunda with great humility falls at the feet of the Lord and he says, my dear Lord, what I will do by seeing you? He said, in past I have seen, Duryodhan saw you, Ashwatthama saw you, Shishupal saw you, even Ravana saw you, but what benefit they got? He said, what is the use of seeing you if I don't have the desire to serve you. So he said, let me always be your servant life after life, and that is only my desire. So when we are talking about this janma karma cha me divyam, understanding the Lord completely, tatvataha, that tatvataha understanding comes only by becoming servant of the Lord. Understanding Lord doesn't come by just educational understanding, just some theoretical understanding. Like when we go to the doctor, doctor may do all the CT scan and this scan and that scan, and he may go through all the limbs of all our body. He may know exactly how the respiratory system is, what is his lungs, what is his heart and this and that. So if you ask him what is the condition of the body, he will be able to tell everything. But that doesn't mean that doctor knows everything about us. So knowing a person is not something very theoretical. So if you have to know the person, then you have to go to his beloved people. You go to his mother, go to his friend and ask him, who is this person? They can tell us actually who is this person, what he likes, what he don't like, what is his nature. So that we'll never understand by CT scan and brain scan and this scan and that scan. So similarly, when we are trying to understand the Lord's and Lord's activities, how we understand them? By devotees only. When we associate with devotees, when we hear from them, and when we are in this mood of service, then only there is some transfer of this knowledge. Because there is very nice story which comes in last time when we had gone to Tirupati Balaji. One devotee was explaining this, pastimes happened there in Tirumal, Tirumala Hill. So this Anantacharya, who was the first person to go there and who cultivated the garden for Balaji, started worshipping Balaji, and he was digging a Swami Pushkarani, the pond, lake of water for the Balaji. So he was very famous for his dedication and his realizations. Rather, he personally used to talk to the Lord Balaji and serve him. So one day, one Vaishnava, when he was under some other devotee in Srirangam, he got one question. So he came and he asked his guru. He said, I have this question. I have seen Bhagavad Gita, I have seen Srimad Bhagavatam, but I am still not able to exactly understand what is a devotee. Who is a devotee? So he asked his spiritual master. Spiritual master thought, he said, better you go to Anantacharya. He can tell you the best answer. So all the way he walked for months together to this Tirupati Balaji. He went on the top and then he met this great saint, Anantacharya. He said, my dear Anantacharya, I have come from long distance to ask you a question. He said, yes, what is the question? He said, who is a devotee? What are the qualities of a devotee? Anantacharya did not look only at him. He just walked off. So this person became very morose. But we can see that the correct understanding of a disciple is this, that when Anantacharya walked off, he did not become angry. What kind of person is this? I came to ask and he is not even looking at me, not even answering even a word. So he was thinking that I am so unqualified, I am so poor in my understanding, that he doesn't even consider that he can give an answer to me. So he felt that I should become more qualified. So he stayed there and started serving Anantacharya. And then Anantacharya had so many hundreds of services for Lord Balaji. He was very menially, you know, serving. So there used to be big prasadam distribution. So one day, after 6 months of very rigorous, you know, services, every day they used to meet, but Anantacharya did not say anything to him. So he was just observing this, you know, person. So on the 6th month, when passed, there was a very huge, you know, festival. Thousands and thousands of people were coming. So Anantacharya told him that you please serve. So he served for the first serving. Thousands of people were sitting. So then he became a little tired. Then he sat down for honoring prasadam with plate in front of him. Anantacharya came to him. He said, get up, you serve. Then he immediately got up, started serving. So next few hours he was serving so many thousands of people. Then he sat again. Anantacharya came and he said, you get up, serve. Then he again got up. Now he understood that I am supposed to serve. So he served till night. Last person he served, and then he sat, you know, for, you know, prasadam. So when he was honoring prasadam of Lord Balaji, then Anantacharya came and sat next to him. He said, so what was your question? You asked me some days back. So he said, my question is that who is a Vaishnava? So then Anantacharya thought for some time and he said, Vaishnava is like a crane, he is like a cock, he is like a salt, and he is like you. So when he heard that, that was more bewildering than the question itself. He said, what do you mean by Vaishnava is like a crane, Vaishnava is like a cock, Vaishnava is like a salt, and Vaishnava is like me? What it means? So Anantacharya told like that and he just walked off. So he thought, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. So again he went back to his spiritual master, telling that I served him, and then he gave this answer which is I am not able to understand. But this, you know, great Vaishnava, because he was also equally realized, he could understand the essence of this answer. And then he started describing what it means. He said, Vaishnava is like a crane. He is pure white in his character. He is pure white in his behavior. There is no any sorts of blemish in his character. And when he stands in the water to catch the fishes, so many fishes will keep coming and going, but he is very patiently waiting for the big fish to come, when he can take that fish and have it. So similarly, a devotee also, he stays in this material world and he always waits for the association of devotees. He doesn't, you know, become happy by associating with, you know, weak-minded people or very, you know, the people who are readily satisfied by material things. He is not so much worried about them. And then he said, devotee is like a cock, because the way a cock goes and picks up the grains on the ground, so similarly a devotee also is very expert in picking up the spiritual essence from whatever he reads, whatever he, you know, sees around the world, whatever association he gets. And then he said, devotee is like a salt, because salt is, well, it's like very small quantity which we put in the whole preparation. And when the preparation is made nice, say, you know, the pulav is there or some, you know, sabji is there. When someone eats sabji, a comment comes is, the sabji is so nice. But no one says salt is so nice, because although salt also is the ingredient, but salt never gets any credit. And we can see that if salt is little less or little more, the whole taste is gone. So that is one of the most important criteria of the taste coming in the sabji. If salt is little more, no one will eat that sabji. Or little less, the taste is not there. So the taste of the sabji comes from the salt, But salt never gets the credit for the taste of the sabji. All other things are glorified, not the salt. And not only this, when he has to give the taste to the sabji, he personally melts. There is no existence remains for the salt. So similarly, a devotee also, when he has to serve the Lord, he is not very eager for getting appreciation. He is not thinking that, okay, how many people are patting on my back? Every small activity I do, someone is coming and telling, Prabhu, you are so great. You have done really wonderful. He is not for that. Neither he is thinking when he is doing the activity that I will do such activities which will bring glory to me. No. He always thinks that, like one of the Prabhupada disciples was telling, that when we say this, all glories, all glories, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Guru Gauranga. So he was telling that all glories means all glories, 100%. Not that most of the glories to Prabhupada and some part for me. He says all means 100%. Not some, most. No, not like that. So, devotee means he gives all the credit to his superiors, his acharyas, his the Lord himself. So that is the nature of a devotee. And by doing service, he is ready to sacrifice to any extent, sacrifice to any amount, even losing his own identity as someone, he will be just one simple humble person. So that is a quality of a devotee. And then he said, like you, because you are so sincere to understand this answer of this question, you are ready to serve for so many days with great selflessness. So that is a quality of a devotee. So when we become devotee like this, then only there is question of understanding who Krishna is. Then only we can understand how we are spirit soul. So understanding of ourselves as spirit soul and understanding Krishna as the supreme soul is not possible just by reading some scriptures. That is not possible. As Prabhupada says here, this is possible simply by keeping oneself as eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. So this service attitude actually brings the knowledge in the heart. He says, Tene Brahma Hrudaya Adi Kavaye. That knowledge comes in the heart, it's not just read or heard and then theoretically understood. So when we are working for Krishna like this, then there is a scope of understanding the Lord. And then Prabhupada writes here in the last, yes, if one keeps himself spiritually fit and thinks of himself as an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, he will be successful at the time he has to give up the material body. There, Prabhupada is talking about keeping oneself spiritually fit. Keeping oneself spiritually fit only, we can see that when we are considering ourselves as servant, then we understand that what are the needs of such a servant. For him, two things are very much required. One is the strength which he gets to serve and his desire to serve. So the strength to serve in spiritual life we get by hearing, by sound vibration. So Prabhupada also says that if hearing is not powerful, then we'll not have any impetus to serve. We'll not be very happily serving. So to the degree we hear about the Lord, we hear about the activities of the Lord, we hear about the devotees of the Lord, to that degree we will be very happy to serve. That will be very natural to serve. Because outside also people are serving 10 hours, 12 hours, 13 hours, 16 hours, but they are not happy. They are frustrated. They are thinking, when I leave this company and go to my home? No one is thinking that, so nice. So, spiritual life is not like that. Because spiritual life, the impetus is to serve the Lord and His devotees. So then there is no frustration out of that service. When that happens, only when we are very strong in our hearing. When we understand the position of the Lord, understand the position of ourselves, then there is no scope of becoming frustrated. There is no scope of losing the interest. There is no scope of losing taste in spiritual life. And when we are associating with devotees, hearing about the Lord, then we can very nicely keep ourselves fit spiritually. Prabhupada, when he is giving the lecture on the same verse in Vrindavan, then he talks about how the Lord here, Rishabhdev, is teaching Vairagya Vidya. You know, it's like renouncing everything. Then he goes on quoting this verse, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam, about the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That how he was teaching this science of renunciation. That how to give up this condemned material world to go to spiritual world and make all our material activities into spiritual activities. So that is, you know, the teaching of Rishabhdev also. And we can see that tomorrow is, we are celebrating this very auspicious Narasimhadev appearance. So when we are approaching this day, we also should approach in the same fashion as a servant. So we are hearing that when we go in front of the Lord, rather than seeing how Lord is beautiful and how I am so happy now today to see the Lord, the devotee, when he goes in front of the Lord, he always thinks in this mood of a servant. He thinks that, okay, I have come in front of the Lord. Is Lord happy by seeing me? Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that, because he was very famous for this one Siddhanta, that is Drushta Dushya Vichar, that is, who is the seer and who is the seen? Who is the enjoyer and who is enjoyed? When we come in front of the Lord is the enjoyer and we are enjoyed. The Lord is the seer and we are seen. We are the object of His, you know, seeing. What can we see the Lord? You know, we have no eyes to see the Lord, but Lord can see us. So we have to ask the question that whether Lord is happy to see me or not. Whether Lord is, you know, feeling some mercy for me now when He is seeing me in front. So when we are going in front of the Lord, we should feel that Lord is calling for us to serve. When we pay obeisances to Prabhupada, the heart immediately asks the same question that today I am, you know, paying my obeisances to the Lord, when I am serving Prabhupada, what He has given, whether He has given everything practically, He has given the treasure of His life. Now we say Radha Ras Bihari, Radha Ras Bihari, Prabhupada Pranadhana hai. That is the life's treasure of Srila Prabhupada, which we have got very easily, without not much of endeavor. So if someone has given his life's treasure, how much we are supposed to reciprocate with such a person? So if this is our consciousness, then that is actual taking darshan of the Lord. Otherwise, the way Mukunda said, what is the use? No? Even the Hiranyakashipu saw you, even Ravana saw you, they did not get any benefit by seeing you. So when we can get the benefit? Only by having this understanding of no service. And tomorrow when we are celebrating this, we are, you know, seeing this very nice poem by Adi Shankaracharya. He has written about this Lakshmi Narasimha Stotram. So with this, you know, two, we'll end the class. He says, Srimat Payo Nidhi Niketana Chakrapane
ಭೋಗೇಂದ್ರ ಭೋಗಮಣಿರಜ್ಜಿತ ಪುಣ್ಯಮೂರ್ತೆ ಯೋಗೇಶ ಶಾಶ್ವತ ಶರಣ್ಯ ಭವಾಬ್ಧಿಪೋತ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಮಮ ದೇಹಿ ಕರಾವಲಂಬಂ.
ಸೇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಯ ನಿಧಿ, ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಲೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಆರ್ನಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಜುವೆಲ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಹೆಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅನಂತ ಶೇಷನ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಶರಣ್ಯಂ. ಶರಣ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ವರ್ದಿ ಆಫ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಮೇ ಟಚ್ ದರ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೀ. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೋ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ನೋ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಸಾಧಕಾಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೇ ಟು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಂಧಸ್ಯ ಮೇರುತ ವಿವೇಕ ಮಹಾಧನಸ್ಯ ಚೋರೈರ್ ಪ್ರಭೋ ಬಲಿಭಿರಿಂದ್ರಿಯ ನಾಮಧೇಯೈ ಮೋಹಾಂಧಕೂಪಕುಹರೇ ವಿನಿಪಾತಿತಸ್ಯ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಮಮ ದೇಹಿ ಕರಾವಲಂಬಂ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಥ್ರೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಪಿಟ್ with full of snakes and I'm going down and down every day. He said this has happened because I'm jana. Jana means I'm associating with so many worldly minded people. So he says, please extend your hands and bring me out from this mohandhakupakuhare. Because and in the first line he says andhasya me ruta viveka mahadhanasya. That viveka, to understand what is good, what is bad, what is favorable, what is unfavorable, that practically is stolen by this illusion. One becomes andha, not knowing what is he doing, what is best for him. Just 2 days back we were hearing, one devotee came from Chennai, this IIT Chennai. So he was telling in the hostel, just last week only, one boy was sitting in his laptop, the Skype, the video conferencing, and he was talking to his girlfriend in the another hostel, who was also on the Skype. They had some fight. So this boy said, "You say that you love me." She said, "I don't care." So then he said, if you are not caring, then I'll commit suicide. He said, do whatever you want to do. So then he bolted the door, and he wanted to now really pressurize that next person. So he took the rope, made that knot, and he said, he showed in the Skype, he said, you are seeing this, I'm going to die now. That Mataji from there, she said, do whatever you want. So then he put to the fan, put a chair down, and he put the under his neck, and he was seeing in the Skype what is the reaction of this Mataji. Mataji was feeling this person is just making a joke. So he said, go on, go on. So he became so frustrated, he just kicked the chair, and actually he hanged himself. He was choking. So when that happened, this lady called the his friends nearby. They started banging the door. So because door was bolted from inside, it took long time for them. So when they actually opened, half he was dead only already. So they removed him. Until the point he was taken to the hospital, he was full dead. Died. So we can see, this is the nature of current youths in the prestigious educational universities. People that die practically studying like anything to go and have a studentship, fellowship in such a great educational systems. But there also we find when there is no viveka, there is no understanding of what is good, what is bad, what is going to give me happiness, what is not going to give me happiness, then one may land up in just wasting one's very valuable human form of life. So, we are just praying to the Lord that let me give that vivek at least to understand that how Krishna consciousness is so nice. How it is helping me to save my life. And when this comes, as you know, Prabhupada also says, that this can be understood only by becoming servant of servant. And in other place, Prabhupada writes, what is this meaning of the servant of servant? He says, servant of servant means becoming servant of spiritual master. But he said, spiritual master is servant of the Lord. And when he become his servant, then we are called as servant of servant. And that's why when Lord Narasimhadev appeared, one of the first prayers of Prahlad Maharaj was this. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama bhikamanuya prapatan prasangan krutvatmasat surarshina bhagavan gruhitaha soham katham navisruje tava bhrutya seva. He said, I am also like a blind person fallen into the deep dark well of this material world. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe. But he said, your devotees are so merciful, like Narad Muni. He came and he extended his hand and picked me up from this ocean of so much of misery. Then he says, how can I leave service of such a great soul like Narad Muni? So we can see Lord Narasimhadev is personally present there, but he is thinking about Narad Muni. That is the sign of a devotee. That he never forgets the mercy received by devotees on him. He feels that always I can serve the Lord only through devotees. I have no qualification, no adhikar to serve the Lord. If I can serve the devotees, that will be very much pleasing to the Lord. So when we are approaching the Lord, or when we are approaching such appearances of the Lord, this is the right mood of how we can please the Lord. Now, tomorrow we are celebrating. So tomorrow we should feel this only, that what I should do, what should I think, what should I pray, so that Lord will be very pleased. So when we are trying to be in this mood, then that is very pleasing to the Lord. Then we actually understand janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tatvatah. As Prabhupada is telling here, this is possible simply by keeping oneself as an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. Okay, so we'll stop here if someone had some comments or some questions. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for very nicely you explained how devotee has to be act like a salt. So I just have made one comment. There was Prabhupada's disciple, his name is Jayanand Prabhu. Today he is disappearance day. So he was a driver, but whatever he earns, he every day used to give Prabhupada. And he has having a big disease, cancer. So he accumulated $5,000 for his earning. So he gave it to Prabhupada for Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu printing. And when Prabhupada came to know that he is in last stage of cancer, so he told, why you have not cured your disease earlier? So then very close to Jayanand Prabhu, he said, Prabhupada, he kept that money, but when he approached doctor, he said $5,000 will take to cure your this disease. So he said, instead of giving you, why I can't give to my spiritual master to publish the books? So that feeling Prabhupada, he appreciated. And when he left body, so he, Jayanand Prabhu was also like salt. Despite his great effort, he has never shown himself. Prabhupada met many times temple president, but he see when educated devotee personality will join ISKCON, he immediately said, now you are temple president, I am your servant of servant. So whenever devotee has gone out for book distribution also, so sometimes devotee comes late, but he see kitchens always clean. If kitchen is some vessels is pending, so he goes despite his all heavy duty, heavy service of driving, he goes and he cleans the kitchens. So sometime devotee said, Prabhu, why you are doing? So he said, this is Radharani's kitchen and it has to be every day clean. So he was preaching by his own example. So when he left body, Prabhupada said, Jayanand Prabhu must have gone Golok Vrindavan, but if he has material desire, then he cannot. But I am sure that Jayanand Prabhu has achieved the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. So today is a very auspicious disappearance, and Prabhupada said we have to celebrate this day as one of the festivals in our ISKCON. So it was very nice to share. Hare Krishna.
Jayanand Prabhu ki jai. Jayanand Prabhu ki. I forgot only because Jayanand Prabhu always remains a very legendary in his services. Prabhupada personally wrote a letter to him after he departed. You know, my dear Jayanand Prabhu, and then he was glorifying his activities. Nowhere we find Prabhupada writing a letter like that, you know, after departure of some. And Prabhupada specifically told that this should be celebrated like other Vaishnava acharyas. We never find any Prabhupada disciple we celebrate like that. But Prabhupada personally told, because he was such a great inspiration. And we find now also practically many of the great leaders of current, you know, ISKCONs, they have been inspired and trained by Jayanand Prabhu. He used to just serve humbly in somewhere, you know, repairing the car or constructing the rath of Jagannath, and someone used to pass by and then he used to just start talking to him, telling him, you know, can you just help me in, you know, putting some nails, and that's how a person used to come and then he used to become devotee. You know? So that was the nature of Jayanand Prabhu's, you know, enthusiastic service, which attracted so many of devotees. So many sannyasis nowadays, they were, you know, came in touch with Jayanand Prabhu and then they started their journey in serving Krishna. So we are very grateful for his exhibition of Krishna consciousness, the way he was, you know, very exemplary in his behavior. Whenever he used to do some service, Prabhupada used to come to temple and Prabhupada used to give darshan, you know, he used to give lecture, and he used to keep working in on some garage or something, because that was the urgency. Then Prabhupada used to call very Jayanand. Devotees used to go and they used to call, Prabhupada is calling you. He used to say, how can I go? I am so fallen. I am happy here serving. And they used to go and tell Prabhupada, Prabhupada is not coming. Prabhupada will say, I will not start my lecture unless he comes here. He said, I am waiting here. Tell him, go and tell him. So then he will come and then Prabhupada will start the lecture. So I was very much loved and appreciated, blessed by Prabhupada. So by praying to these great, you know, personalities, we can also get some drops of their qualities. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.